Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman, for this opportunity. I am Nabdin Osman from the Yazidis Cultural Centrum in the Netherlands, defending the rights of the Yazidis that are subjected to genocide by ISIS. I would like to address two important things. First, the problem of the Yazidi minorities in Syria are increasing and violations against them continue. There are still many Yazidis in Syria who are not registered. They do not have a nationality. After the Syrian crisis, about 30,000 Yazidis abandoned Afrin and are living in camps. Camps that lack the necessary and basic elements of life. Education certificates issued by the Kurdish autonomous directorates in Syria are not recognized. There is also a huge problem in receiving official documents. The second issue that I would like to address is the ongoing genocide against the Yazidis of Iraq since August 3, 2014. Approximately 350,000 displaced people are living in the camps that lack basic needs of life. They are still not able to return to their village. Migration, displacement, rape, kidnapping, brainwashing by ISIS are all causing many daily life obstacles. There will be no doubt that the remaining Yazidi woman in captivity will be raped, forced to marry, become pregnant, and give birth to unknown and not documented children. Neither the Syrian nor the Iraqi government recognize birth certificates or any documents issued by ISIS, which in itself is a major problem in social, government, and religious levels. The Iraqi government has previous experience with unregistered children from Al-Qaeda from 2003 to 2006, although the Iraqi constitution grants the children of Iraqi Muslim women the rights of natural relations regardless of the nationality of the fathers. The problem lies in the absence of a